Hello and welcome to a quick piece of commentary into a conversation that's already started. Peter Donegan, who's Donegan Landscaping on Audio Boo, did a blog post or received some comments in relation to his audios. Yeah, that's it. He received some comments in relation to his audios from one of the people who heard him. And that caused him to look for other people's views on the topic of whether his audios had too much ambient sound or not, the quality of the sound on his audios. And he had two points of view. He had his own individual preference, which was to do them warts and all, very raw, live stuff, without making it sound as if it was in a studio. And yet another person's point of view who listened to it, who said, no, I'd like you to get rid of all that distracting other stuff and give it to me, just the sound of your voice or something like that. And Peter wanted to hear other people's views on this. And the second part of this introduction is actually concerns Bernie Goldbach, who I've just listened to wax eloquently and at length and comprehensively on the topic in a very, very rich piece of audio, which covers all sorts of stuff about, like, what he used to do as a child. So I'm kind of coming into a situation where people are already expressing their point of view. And my point of view is very simple and short, and I offer it to Peter. And it's this. There is absolutely no way in which I can think of in which you can please everybody. So the issue is really when you're doing audio, the same as when you're doing writing, the same as when you're doing any piece of work. Do it in a way that divides the world into two camps, those who love it and those who don't like it at all. And don't try to please everybody. Try to, in the words of a very influential book in my life called The 33 Rules or Lessons of Power, divide the room. Yeah. Do the audios in a way that some people love. And if the other people don't like it, they're entitled to not like it. Don't try to please everybody, because that will never work, or you'll end up doing something which people only vaguely like. The key thing is to try to do something that you love so much yourself that there's a reasonable chance you'll take other people with you on it. People will make up their own mind what they like, and they have their reasons for their own preferences, and the wonderful thing is that we don't all like the same thing. So I suppose I'm extolling the virtues of variety, diversity, and they're the things I hold deep in my own system. So there you are, Peter. If it was up to me, and it's not up to me, I would put your energy into being as much yourself as possible, and I would spend as little time wondering how you can produce things that everybody like as possible. So there you are. You can hear all the noise in the background, and you know, well, that's just the way I do them. Okay. Cheers, Peter. Cheers, Bernie. Bye.